Taking a look now here at sports for you from the last night action in high school basketball. Starting off, we had in Hawkeye 10 play here, our team games featuring Hawkeye 10 teams from last night. The Atlantic girls picking up a win on the road over Abraham Lincoln by a final of 60-50. So Trojans pick up the win there. Other Hawkeye 10 games, it was Denison Schleswig 70-23 over Clarinda. Glenwood topped Harlan 54-33. Kemper Catholic over Shenandoah 56-53. Lewis Central a 58-41 winner over St. Albert. And Red Oak topped Creston 61-53. In Western Iowa Conference play, AHSTW over Riverside 76-36, IKM Manning 61-23 over Underwood, Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 54-29, Trainer 62-13 over Missouri Valley, Rolling Valley play, it was Arweva 57-42 over West Harrison, Cam beat Glidden-Ralston 70-33, Exira EHK over Boyer Valley 60-43, and Peyton Cherdan a 43-25 winner over Coon Rapids Bayard. Corner conference action, Fremont Mills 58-44 over Heartland Christian. Glerswold was a 44-30 winner over Essex. Sydney 47-16 over East Mills. And Stanton 55-22 over South Page. Pride of Iowa play, Central Decatur topped Martinsdale St. Mary 64-31. Nottoway Valley was a 53-49 winner over Lennox. Mount Air beat Bedford 76-35. Southeast Warren was a 49-24 winner over East Union. Southwest Valley beat Sheraton 54-44. In other scores, ADM over Bondurant Farrar 62-35. Carlisle beat Winterset 61-56. Carroll was a 51-47 winner over Boone. And Thomas Jefferson topped Sioux City East by a final of 53-47. It was Earlham over West Central Valley of Stewart 51-47. And Seymour beat Orion Maxburg by a final of 72-18. That's a look at your high school girls basketball scores. Also of note, the Western Valley Conference consolation in their tournament, OABCIG beat Maple Valley 53-45, and Westwood was a 65-37 winner over West Monona. Taking a look at boys basketball from last night, games featuring Hawkeye 10 teams. It was Creston 69-24 over Red Oak. Denison Schleswig beat Clarinda 70-47. Glenwood a 62-46 winner over Harlan. Kemper Catholic beat Shenandoah 70-56. And St. Albert 52-51 over Lewis Central. Western Iowa Conference, it was AHSTW over Riverside 61-46. Logan Magnolia beat Tri-Center 46-43. Trainer 59-30 over Missouri Valley. Underwood beat IKM Manning 54-41. Rolling Valley play, Arweva an 85-59 win over West Harrison. Cam beat Glidden-Ralston 53-32. Coon Rapids Bayard over Peyton Cherdan 35-30 in double overtime. Exira EHK beat Boyer Valley 69-42. Corner Conference, East Mills 57-42 over Sydney. Fremont Mills beat Heartland Christian 74-36. And Griswold was a 49-36 winner over Essex. Stanton beat Clarinda Academy 63-47. Pride of Iowa play, Bedford 66-56 over Mount Air. As Sheraton beat Southwest Valley 74-39, Martinsdale St. Mary's over Central Decatur 69-44, Nottoway Valley topped Lennox 53-49, and in other scores it was ADM over Bondurant Farrar 79-48, Boone beat Carroll 59-55, Carlisle over Winterset 65-64, it was Earlham beating West Central Valley 88-28, Esack County topped Southeast Valley 58-38, Panorama 70-51 over I-35. Seymour beat Orion Maxburg 67-52. It was Sioux City East 78-21 over Thomas Jefferson. Woodward Academy beat ACGC 67-258. That's a look at your high school basketball scoreboard there from last night. There will be a handful of games on the slate here today. A number of those games were ones that were moved from earlier this week and are being made up here over the weekend. The schedule was actually pretty light, but since all the weather delays here this week, some teams will be playing. Western Iowa Conference, Audubon will travel to Underwood for a doubleheader, and in the Rolling Valley, it will be Cam going on the road at Woodbine for a makeup doubleheader there as well. Also a big day for high school wrestling as sectionals will take place around the state, and the area sectionals that will include teams here from Southwest and Western Iowa, including Class 1A, Sectional 3 at ACGC, Sectional 4 at Southeast Warren, Sectional 10 at Pleasantville, 13s at Missouri Valley, and Section 14 at Riverside in Oakland. And Class 2A, Section 7 will be at Creston, Section 8 will be at OABCIG, and that will be where Atlantic Cam is competing today. And in Sectional 13, that's at Sioux Center. Those are all the area sectionals that will host Western Iowa and Southwest Iowa teams here from the listening area. And once again, Atlantic Cam competing there at Ida Grove here today for that sectional meet. So good luck there to Coach Duff and the boys and all the other area teams competing there in sectional wrestling action today. Also, district swimming is taking place here today. Atlantic boys competing over at Johnston. They'll be joined there by Council Bluffs Lewis Central as well at that site. Therefore, the district swimming that's going on, trying to qualify there for the state meet. Also, in other sporting notes, the game we had for you on the radio last night, Luca Garza scored 19 points, Joe Wieskamp added 16, and Iowa stunned 5th-ranked Michigan 74-59 last night, handing the Wolverines their second loss of the season. Ryan Kreener had 15 points and 10 rebounds for the Hawkeyes, who snapped a two-game losing streak with their biggest win of the season. Iowa blistered Michigan's top-notch defense and put the Wolverines in their biggest hole of the season, 14 points late in the first half. The Hawkeyes used a 21-2 run to grab a 42-29 lead at the break, nearly matching the 49 points that Ohio State put up against Michigan in a 16-point loss on Tuesday. Michigan clawed back to within 54-49, but a three-pointer by Garza and a three-point play from Wieskamp helped push Iowa's lead back to 67-51 with 5:18 left. And Michigan coach John Beilein said about Iowa, "I can see why they're 17-5 right now. We got beat by a really good team." Ignis Brazdakis and Jordan Poole each scored 16 points for Michigan, which allowed 70 or more points for just the second time this season. Big Blue shot just 32% and 8 of 33 on threes and got outscored 40-20 in the paint. This was the Hawkeyes' best performance of the season by far and the signature win they've been looking to add to their postseason resume. Iowa also beat Iowa State, now ranked 20th, but the Cyclones didn't have star guard Lindell Wigginton for that one. For Iowa, this might have been enough to get the Hawkeyes back into Monday's top 25 poll. Next up for them, they'll play at Indiana coming up on Thursday, a game we'll have for you here on the radio. Deja Church and Kinre Johnson both had career scoring highs of 19 points, and Michigan dominated the boards, and the Wolverines took a 90-81 victory over number 13 Iowa on Friday in women's basketball, a game that was postponed from Thursday night to Friday morning. Church was 9 of 11 shooting and Johnson 6 of 9 with 3 three-pointers for the Wolverines, who lost to the Hawkeyes by 14 back on January 17th. Kayla Robbins added a career-high 13 points and 8 rebounds, leading the Wolverines 44-23 dominance on the boards, including 24 on the offensive glass that resulted in 25 second-chance points. Johnson, Robbins, and Naz Hillman combined for 40 bench points compared to 9 for the Iowa reserves. Iowa led briefly twice in the second quarter and was down 13 early in the fourth before getting within 6, but the Wolverines used an 11-4 run to lead by 13 with 3 minutes remaining. Megan Gustafson scored 27 points with 9 rebounds for Iowa, which had a 5-game win streak snapped. And that is how that game went there in women's hoops yesterday. Also, in other top 25 men's basketball yesterday, it was Bowling Green topping 18th-ranked Buffalo 92-88, and 24th-ranked Wisconsin beat number 21 Maryland 69-61. In the NBA last night, it was Charlotte 100-92 over Memphis. Boston beat the Knicks 113-99. Oklahoma City a 118-102 winner over Miami. Utah beat Atlanta 128-112. Denver 136-122 over Houston. In the National Hockey League, it was Washington 4-3 over Calgary. Tampa Bay beat the Islanders 1-0. Pittsburgh over Ottawa 5-3. Chicago a 7-3 win over Buffalo. Nashville 4-1 over Florida. Carolina beat Vegas 5-2. Detroit 3-2 over Toronto. And Dallas 3-1 over Minnesota. And James Ferentz is set to take part in his second Super Bowl when the New England Patriots play the L.A. Rams in Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. Ferentz is a reserve center for the Patriots and was a member of the Denver Broncos when they beat the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50. James says playing for his father, Kirk, at Iowa helped prepare him for the NFL.
Just how to handle things professionally and, you know, prepare yourself. And, you know, I was really fortunate to have that experience. And then, you know, you get to the next level and went through some growing pains with a couple different teams and just been really fortunate to be in the right place at the right time.
He says a big key for the Patriots will be the offensive line containing the L.A. Rams duo of Aaron Donald and Ndamukong Suh up front.
You know, those are just guys you try and manage. They're great players. They've had great careers, great seasons. And, you know, it's something, you know, we try and game plan around. But, you know, the bottom line is you try and watch them, study them, look for any tendencies. You know, but when you really study these guys, there's really no weaknesses with both of them.
And we'll have coverage of Super Bowl 53 for you tomorrow here on the radio. Patriots and Rams, 4 o'clock will be the start time of the coverage here on KJN and the Westwood One Radio Network. That's a look at the latest in sports brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.